This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Thursday morning. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman producing the Outdoor Show. This morning is Jace. Our sponsors for today's show, Bronze Roofing and Boyd's One Stop. All right, weather. Let's get to it. 83 down on the island this morning. I think summer's back. We had a little bit of good feeling weather there for a while, but today mostly sunny. High of 87, southwest winds 10 to 20. And then for tonight, a few passing clouds with a low of 82, south winds 10 to 15. And for tomorrow, intervals of clouds, some sunshine, hot, high 87, south winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. And looking at tides for today, these are Galveston Channel tide predictions, and we have two of them. We have a high coming up at 5:13 a.m. It's a 1.7. And then we have a low tonight at 8:45 p.m. It's an 0.0. 6:59 a.m. at sunrise, 7:37 p.m. sunset. And our moon phase, 81%. Looking at current conditions right now, the offshore buoy is not showing any wind speed. Well, they do have water temperature working. It's 87.4, but wave heights are 2.3 feet with a dominant wave period of 3 seconds. But inshore, Eagle Point showing a west-southwest wind at 6 to 9, and Morgan's Point is southwest at 6 to 10. It's 80 degrees up at Morgan's Point with 86.5 degree water. So it's kind of where we're at. Days are getting shorter. Water's cooling down a little bit, and better temperatures ahead. All right, real quick. Final update of the Star Leaderboard, a 2025 CCA State of Texas Anglers Rodeo. It's finally over, and right now the tag divisions remain the same. The Texas Ford Dealers Red Tag Division, Gary Merchant of Houston, Nate Appella of Hallettsville. They'll win a Ford Haney Mercury Coastline boat package and truck package, and the Blue Tag Division, for a transport boat, Mercury Coastline trailer package, Steve Isaacs, Mitchell Mays, Robbie Pratt, Brian Cook, and Alfred Williams, those five. So total, only seven tagged reds. You know, weighed in. That was it. And looking at inshore, all right, sheephead. Eric Harper held on with that 9-pound, 10-ounce sheephead of Houston. Gaff Top Division, a 6-pound, 14-ounce. Cherie Andrada of Crosby, Black Drum, Holden Ashworth of Vidor, Texas, hung on to win with that 18-pound, 2-ounce Black Drum. Kingfish, Leslie Maven of Grosbeck, 51 pounds, 4 ounces. Dorado, 42 pounds, 4 ounces. Omar Casada of Alvin, and that Big Ling, nobody touched it. Nobody came close. 93 pounds, 5 ounces. That was Cody Milton of Corpus Christi. And red snapper Joseph Hansen hung on to win with that 25-pound, 8-ounce red snapper. He's from Rocheron. So that's the update for now. Let's slide over to the Golden Triangle area now and check in with Captain Bill Watkins this morning and see what's up with him. Good morning, Bill. How you doing, my friend?
Well, I'm doing great. But I can't imagine how awesome a 93-pound lane would be.
That's a big one.
That's out there.
That's a
good one.
What's
a world record anyway?
I think I saw something this week where 100 and a new world record was called, and man, don't quote me, 140, something like that. And then I saw another one from Mississippi that was a little over 100 pounds that was caught. So
that's just awesome.
That's a big old cobia. That's a giant.
Yeah. A brown bomber.
Yeah, buddy.
And a really good eating fish, too.
Yeah, I don't know how good they'd be to eat if they're 100 pounds or better. Well, I'll never know because I'll never catch one that big.
I ate one that was 45 pounds one time.
Yeah,
I used to do offshore, but
right,
man, I fed my kids on stuff like that. I would take those fillets and cut them in about 5-inch squares, and lean was perfect for that, and I would I'd fillet them up and get them boneless and season them a little bit with salt and pepper.
Right.
And just roll them in white cornmeal and freeze them on a big cookie sheet. And I'd stack up three layers with wax paper between.
Oh, so you'd season them and cornmeal them before you put them up then. I had never heard of that.
Freeze
them.
I'll be darned. Let me tell you, I got to thinking one time. You can get a fish patty at any of the usual restaurants,
right?
The fast food places. And I thought, well, how do they do that? Well, they flash freeze it,
right?
And it's already prepared. So I just tried that, and I stuck it in the freezer and froze them. And you can take them out of there just like they're individual pieces. And I would get my kids when they'd come home from the daycare. I'd pick them up sometimes, and I'd take them and put them in a little pot out with grease and fry them some French fries. I kept that little pot in the refrigerator. I'd fry them French fries, and then I'd fry them, just take those whole pieces of filleted ling and whatever I had.
Right.
And fry it in that hot grease, take it frozen, and put it right in the grease. And it would cook up so brown and pretty and moist inside. It was perfect. Okay. And once I discovered that, and it would keep for about 2 months.
Yeah.
Before it started getting freezer burn. And just that light coating of white cornmeal. And if I used cornmeal, but yellow cornmeal too, but. I always liked the white because it was finer.
Mm-hmm.
And, hey, it worked.
That's amazing.
And I did that here a while back with some catfish, and it kept in the freezer for a month, and it tasted just perfect. I only had one layer that time, but I fried it up about, first time 2 weeks in, and the second time, 2 more weeks in, and I didn't let it go over a month, and it tasted wonderful. So don't be afraid to try that, but you can't leave it in the freezer for over, a couple of months, and that'll be it.
Hey, I got a picture. Tommy Vina sent me this. It is, I remember seeing this now. It was on Facebook. 175 pounds, world record lean.
Oh, good.
He just sent it to me.
I can't even imagine that.
You ought to see how big it is, these three big dudes standing next to it. They got it hanging up. It's a monster.
That's a torpedo.
175 pounds. Boy, we could eat.
Brown bombers. I love them.
Eat for years off that sucker.
Oh, man. Yeah. I love those things. I really did. They had a special flavor that was.
My Uncle Jimmy liked fishing for them. He'd go by Jack Boos over at Bastrop Marina back in the day, and Jack would pick him out about a dozen to two dozen of them big giant hoppers, I mean giant shrimp, out of the tank, and he'd take them out there alive, and those ling were finicky on bite, and he'd flip one with no weight on it, just flip one of those giant live shrimp in front of it, and he'd catch them every time. Smoke it.
That'd have to work.
Yeah.
Pretty much
anything live offshore is, it's done.
I used about a 3/8 ounce jig, because usually they'd be up close to the top, and a white ribbon tail worm, 8 or 9 inches long. And I could catch every one of them in a scoop. Once you get them excited, you keep that bait in front of them, and you can catch every one of them. I pulled up on a rig one time, and there was 9 small ling back there, about, you know, maybe 8 or 10 pounds apiece. And they come right to the back of the transom, and I just worked them over. I boomed them over like the old tuna fishermen, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I had my stiff rod, and I was booming them over and getting them into the splash rail.
Flip them in, baby.
Oh, man, hey. If I could find them and get them excited, I'd catch every one of them. Now, you can't do that anymore because, you know, size limits and all that.
Right.
Back then, there was no limit. Oh, Lord, for the days of no limits.
You know, I caught a baby ling in the bay last year, and Hillman caught one this year.
Oh, yeah, I caught one way up the ship channel.
A lot of people catch them, you know, inshore like that.
Yeah, they'll go up that ship channel. When it gets salty up there, they'll follow that ship channel. Yeah. Yeah, I couldn't hardly figure what it was at first.
Right.
I thought, what is this little guy? He's about 2 foot long. But that's, yeah, ling are wonderful. They are. And young Mai-Mai, oh, they're good, too. And pompano.
Little chicken dolphin. I like, and pompano's real good.
They are.
And, hey, how about a nice-sized whiting out of the surf? Those are good, too.
Oh, that's as good a fish as it swims in the water.
You know, when I was a kid, I grew up, we ate trout, too. But, man, whiting and croaker, drum, stuff like that, we ate that all the time. It was good.
Yeah, we don't have many whiting here at Sabine.
We don't get them in the bay like we used to. You know, they still catch them real good in the surf, but, you know, way lower down there in Galveston area, they'll catch, you know, they'll catch them down there around Campbell's and, you know, Seawolf and all that. But as far as getting up my way, they don't come up my way anymore.
No. Half Moon Reef used to be one of the best spots.
Yeah. That's a dead reef now.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's been like that. Half Moon, you used to pull up there and just slide the anchor over. As soon as you come tight, everybody throw out and start nuking them. Not anymore.
That's a shame.
There's, I don't know how many reefs in Galveston Bay are dead like that. That used to be just highly productive. But, you know, the shell is not alive anymore.
Yeah. That's
live shell
that's
makes all
problem.
The difference in the world. Live
yes,
rock.
It does. Live shell will hold them even at times when they really don't want to even be in that area. But dead shell pads, you hit them occasionally.
Yeah, they won't live on there. They'll
stay
a while, but they'll move on.
Yeah.
They like that filtered water, man, the bait fish especially. And that's what attracts them. You know, all your shrimp and crustaceans and things like that, they like that filtered water. Naturally,
the
fish are going to go to it.
You're absolutely right. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I still haven't been fishing after my surgery.
You hadn't. I just knew you were going to get out this week. I'm glad you didn't rush it, though.
Oh, I'm going Friday.
Are you? Tomorrow?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to go out there Friday, and then I'll have my first real fishing trip on Tuesday next week.
Yeah.
And so I'm just going to go scout on Monday and see what's going on.
All right, let me knock this break out, Bill. I'll come right back to you. Hang on, buddy. Hang with me. All right, you're listening to The Outdoor Show. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Good morning, and welcome back to The Outdoor Show. It's 4:18 here in the Bayou City. Okay, Bill, we're back from the break, bud.
All right. Well, I can give you a little bit of a report because, you know, the guys don't talk to each other much. I do have a couple of friends that are guides that will tell me where a fish are, but I use my just regular fishermen to give me reports. And because they're honest, they want to spill their guts about what they caught. And it's all about bragging to them.
Yes.
So, but I've got a really good fisherman that goes out there quite often. And he goes to odd places like up to Taylor's Bayou, Texaco Island. Mm. And tomorrow I think he's going to the North Levee Wall. He just likes to explore.
Sure.
And
well, that's how you find good fish.
Yeah, that's right. And he'll call me and tell me what he's doing and write to the letter. And, of course, he has a live scope on his boat, too. Mm-hmm. And he can see the fish. And that's interesting to me. I learned a lot when I was fishing with him. So there's a whole lot of bait up north in that ship channel.
Yeah.
I'm sure Keith Lake Fish Pass is good right now.
And gotta be.
Oh, heck yeah. It's gotta be. And I haven't got a report from there, but I know, you know, there's trout starting to gather and redfish are starting to gather and flounder way up in behind Texaco Island and all in that area.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how good saltwater is up there. And, of course, he went to the North Levee Wall last week.
Which island are you calling Texaco Island up there?
Texaco Island is up there where the 87 Bridge is.
Yeah.
And you can go straight on up in there. There's actually
oh, in the
ships
river?
That go up. Yeah, go up in, no, not in the river.
Where the channel meets the river, you know, in that area.
Where
there?
The channel meets, yeah, right
yeah,
there
okay.
Where you make the 90-degree turn and start down the intercoastal.
Yeah.
Okay,
and then you
that's
got,
where the
you
area
got
is.
Stutes Island to the right, then Sydney in the middle, and Rabbits on the other end.
Yeah, and Texaco Island is back where the ship channel makes its first turn to the
right.
Black.
Got you.
That's
now I know where you're
bunch
talking.
Of water back in there.
I knew that,
that
island was
that
there. I just
gets,
didn't know what it was called.
That water's clear.
Yeah.
There's some fish get in there. And used to fish that a lot before the shallowed the limits down so much.
Right.
But, yeah, and there's sometimes there'll be a lot of trout up there and a lot of flounder. And, you know, it's a really good area. And during the fall, water usually gets salty up there, and you can catch fish all up and down the ship channel. You just got to watch out for the ships, you know.
Yeah. Same thing we have to fight over here.
And of course, you got that, what they call Golden Pass, ExxonMobil LNG.
Uh-huh.
It's been built for many years, and they're trying to convert it to a export terminal now. And so you can still go in there. And they're not putting any ships in there yet.
Yeah.
So you can go in there and fish that. And there's some channel drops on that ship channel itself that are real good, you know.
Right.
6-8 feet going off into 15-20.
That structure,
and,
man.
Yeah.
Ledges and drop-offs, bars, just any kind of undulation on the bottom where current flows around it. Fish love that.
Yeah, they do. They do. That's a good ambush point for them.
It is. Just like drains coming out of the marsh onto a shoreline on points and things like that.
All of it works.
It all works. If the fish are there, you look like a hero. They're not always there, but when they are, it's big time. It's
they're not
pickings.
Always there.
Easy.
Yeah,
pickings.
I did wander. I wandered up to some of those channel drops on the Texas side the other day, and there were zero fish there. Mm. Zero. I mean, and it's usually this time of year they're up there. But
well, we
have a
movement this time of year. We, you know, every. A lot of people like to call it transition, but I hate that word. It, you know, they ain't transitioning
me
from
too.
Anything. They're just moving, man. They're making their fall move, getting ready for the fall
That's
run.
Right. That's exactly what happens. And they can be here one day and gone the next.
And they usually do it deep, and then they'll fan out shallow. As the water cools, they'll move into the shallower areas. You know, like a lot of redfish are super shallow right now. Everybody's complaining about, you know, not catching that many slot reds, but I know some guys that are catching them in knee-deep water.
No kidding. That's great.
Using spoons and spinner baits and weird stuff like that, and they're catching them good, you know, 22 to 25 inch
fish. I love spinner baits.
I mean, that's what you want for table fare anyway.
Yeah, man.
You don't have to fight him down for 15 minutes, you know, out of the boat with a big old bull on. You know, on a trout rod.
Lonnie Stanley used to make a spinnerbait out of titanium wire.
Right.
And those redfish just could not destroy that
No,
thing.
They can't.
But I don't know where to find one of those anymore.
We always bought cheap spinnerbaits because we broke off so many fishing, you know, rocks and cover
right.
and everything. But, man, that Booyah spinnerbait that they make with the titanium wire and all that.
That's a good
bulletproof.
One.
Those reds cannot open that up or tear it up or anything, but, boy, you go to breaking them off, you're talking money. Kind of like breaking off corkies, you know? Oh, Lord.
That's right. That's right.
Don't throw that corky in there. You're not going to get it back.
No.
Oh, speaking of forward-facing sonar you were mentioning a while ago, I saw where they've made some changes on the on BASS on tournaments. I think they're going to split them in half.
It?
They're going to allow half of the tournaments on their schedule to fish with forward facing, and the other half you can't use it. And they're downsizing. You can't have more than so many inches of screens on your boat and all that kind of stuff. So, so
yeah, it was getting ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, you could have, I don't know, maybe 16-inch screens.
Hey, man, some of the front of those boats look like a gamer sitting in his living room playing video games, man. All the screens everywhere. I'm going, golly, when's it going to end?
Well, maybe it has reached a point of it's hitting the wall now, I think.
Yeah, you got a lot of your old-timers that have always fished by, you know, signs and fishing, you know, instincts and everything. And now it's a no-brainer the other way. So what do? You adapt to the new stuff? Or you go back? I mean, I think they're trying to make both sides of you know, age classes of fishermen happy. You know, let one half have this,
that.
You know, this way of fishing, the other half have that way. I don't know. It just, it's the kind of world we live in these days.
Well, if I was
bass fishing, everybody.
If I was bass fishing as a guide, I would have one on the front of my boat.
I have them everywhere. I'd be all over that, like a chicken on a June bug, man. I mean, I'm not going to let some guy beat me with something that I don't have. I'm going to have it. And then if he beats me, he just beats me, you know?
That's right. At least he can level the playing field.
Sure.
But I can see the usefulness of that thing. But if the fish aren't there where you go, you ain't going to catch them. Rule number one in fishing, fish where the fish are. And that's, it doesn't matter if you can see them, mm-hmm. you know, if you can't catch them. And we have lots of fish down here in saltwater that it's really confusing to pick them out.
Yeah, there's schools of fish that go totally untouched in our basin.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody ever finds or see because they don't show any signs and they're just living there. And you never know they're there unless you stop and fish it or if you know it's there.
That's right. Yeah, and sometimes they're in places you don't think they'd be.
Exactly.
I fish with my friend that has
that happens
forward facing sonar, and I've found fish in places that I never thought they would be. On a flat, you know, that were out of the current and out of anything. I said, we don't catch no fish over there because it's just, there's no current. You know, I'm a current fisherman. But hey, he showed me that they were there and we caught them.
Right.
Just little pods of them, 3 or 4 or 5, and we could catch almost every one of them. So now I won't worry about throwing in those kind of areas. And trout will pull up in there and just,
you know,
fit.
People don't realize that when they think of a school of fish. Now your pencils, you know, your smaller fish, there are in big tight schools, you know, like 2-pounders and stuff like that. But those bigger fish, out of all the years that we found gill nets and all that, those big fish, when they'd come down a flat, when they would hit that net, they'd strike that net, they'd always be in pods of 3 to 5 fish. Same with reds. You know, those reds have been, you could see in the net where they'd all hit it together in about a 6-foot square diameter. And, and well, the school fish, you couldn't tell how they did it because they'd swim right through it. Those guys were fishing for big stuff, you know, big reds and big trout. And it's, and even when we'd get the conditions right, when I'd wade and sight cast at those big fish after a front, and that air clear water, you could see them, and you'd see those black logs laying in there, and there'd always be anywhere from 2, 3, 4, 5, you know, there together, and you might catch 1 or 2 out of that little pod. You'd wade down the shoreline, you'd find another one. It was set up exactly the same way, same depth of water. They're all doing the same thing, but they're just not all together.
Yeah.
They're just in little groups.
Yeah, and I wonder if they hunt together like that as a convenience, or are they actually You know, I just wonder how that works. I never could figure it out. But yeah, did they come in as individuals and go in wolf packs?
I think they're running around in little pod, little wolf pack like deals, 3 to 5 big fish, you know, running together.
Yeah, and, I kind of think that's the deal.
I do too.
They live as individuals, but they
they probably hunted together. You know, I mean, look at sharks, how they'll circle, even redfish. They'll get on a school of bait and they'll circle it and ball that bait up, and then they all can ambush it and attack it from different angles.
Yep. Yeah, that's right.
All right, I just looked at the clock. I got to roll, man. Bill, if somebody wants to call you about coming over and fishing this fall with you, man, give them a number so they can reach you, bud.
409-673-9211.
All right, my friend. Bill, have a good day.
Hey, you too, buddy. Thanks
for the call. See you, man. Later. All right, that's Bill Watkins over at Sabine Lake. Well, Bronze Roofing. You know, folks, Bronze Roofing has been in business for 38 years. They specialize in new roofs and repairs. They have free estimates, and they're open 7 days a week. You can call anytime, and you can get seen the same day for quick service. And each roof comes with a 15-year warranty. And Bronze works with your insurance company. That's going to save you a lot of headaches. They know how to handle these things, and they'll guide their customers through the process. So visit bronzeroofing.com. That's bronzeroofing.com, or give them a call, 713-645-0505. 713-645-0505. Bronze Roofing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it's 4:35 here in the Bayou City. Let's run up to Lake Conroe now and check in with the fish dude, Richard Tosh. Morning, Richard. What's up, man?
Not a lot, Mickey. How are you doing this morning?
I'm here, buddy. I made it.
Good deal. You can't beat that deal.
No, so, yeah. It's all good, brother.
Yes, sir. We're going to go check out some bass this morning, see what them rascals are doing. See if they want to eat something. Maybe I can run across some hybrids while I'm looking at them bass, too. So we'll see how everything goes anyway. Ain't no doubt. And then tomorrow, get out there and work on some catfish a little bit. So it's just one of them things. It's like over at Buck Cannon over there. I was out there looking at them stripers over there. Them rascals were finally run across some of them. They was catching them on crankbaits and stuff. And I was talking to one of the guides over there. He said, "Oh, yeah, they're hard to catch over here." I said, "Well, it's normal on Conroe this time of year. Everything kind of gets tough." But we got out there looking and just kind of stumbled across a few of them that were just kind of ganged up in one little area on the lake, and went chunking crankbait at them just to see what they'd do, and caught a few of them, so it wasn't too bad. You know, they were out there hanging about 40 foot deep. So
40 foot.
They were, them rascals, they were suspended, though. You know, they suspended about 15 to 18 foot is where they were at. That's on, like I say, that's on Buck Cannon, because I came out of some 90 foot of water and found them, so.
Boy, how'd that lake look full of water, man?
Man, it looked great. I tell you what. You know, the thing is, in some of those shallower areas, you know, you had all the vegetation that had grown up, you know, trees and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, it's just a little bit different. But it's, here in a few weeks or months, all that vegetation will die out. But by then, it'll probably start dropping again, you know. It's just the nature of the beast over there. But, you know, while I was there, we ended up with a little over an inch of rain. So it's a good thing, too. Got some oats in the ground and all that good stuff, and got some rain on top of them. So it should turn out pretty good. Now they got the hurricane over there coming into Mexico that's should bring some more rain to the central Texas.
Yes, that I got three different lines of what part of Texas it may cross into, in Oklahoma and, you know, up in North Texas, and then they got one in the middle of the state and then one down by us. So,
yeah, I know. I mean, it's crazy. And
take your
hopefully,
pick. They don't know.
I know.
Man. They don't know.
No, it all depends on how the
all we
how
know
the
is
cool
moisture's front. Coming this way from the Pacific from that hurricane that, across Mexico.
That's about right, and just hopefully it doesn't hang around like that one did.
Well,
July
South Texas
weekend.
Could use some. I know. I
you
talked to
kidding.
Blaine. He's back, and it's getting pretty dry down there, man.
I hear you. I tell you what, that's like over at Lando. It had dried up, and they went back under a burn ban for the weekend and stuff like that. And, you know, but we did get that inch of rain over there over a 3-day period. So it wasn't too bad. You know, I mean, it kind of got everything greened up again, and it was, you know, not like it wasn't green already, but there's plenty of moisture in the ground and all that good stuff. But I did notice that there's a few of them little porkers out there I need to get taken out, because they started digging around in my dang dome old oats patch after I planted. So I need to get them rascals where they quit being so destructive.
They're so nice.
Thin them out a little bit. And so just one of them things, you know, and it is what it is. You just got to stay on top of them. As long as you kind of get after them a little bit, they'll move from your pasture to somebody else's pasture. That's the main thing. And then they'll get after them, and then others, everybody will start ganging up on them after a little bit. And that's typical. You know, Labor Day weekend, everybody gets out there and starts filling feeders and planting oats patches and stuff like that. So they'll start, instead of like around ours, I typically feed them all year round. So they, you know, they typically know I haven't come here for a meal, and everybody else tends to want to fill their feeders up around Labor Day and go till, you know, November, December. Then they'll quit filling them up. But those pigs, they know who's got what when. So that's
they
one of them
smell
things.
Corn 10 miles away, man.
I guarantee you they can.
Corn
them
thieves.
Goofy, I guarantee you they are just as bad as them dang old coons, I guarantee you.
Yeah.
Them dang old raccoons will wear your feeders out, I promise you. So, I mean, they'll sit there and spin that plate. And I've seen them daisy chain each other, hold them each other from the top to the bottom so they can get down there and get to it. And It's crazy what those raccoons are pretty dang smart.
So. I had a raccoon that could, I've got those big Rubbermaid trash cans. You know, they got that plastic lid on them. It snaps on. And I got to reach over there and work to pull it up, to put a bag of trash in it.
And yep.
I had a really big boar coon that could pull that lid off and then get inside there. And eat through the bags and get into whatever garbage he was. You know, he's a trash panda. And,
right.
Well, I finally got him. He won't be doing that any longer.
There you go.
I mean, I'd have to rebag all that trash before I took it to the landfill.
Everything. I mean,
oh, that's aggravating. Man, and stinky old garbage in the summertime. I'm not into that.
No, I'll tell you.
He was the only one that could get that lid open.
Most of them will sit right on top of it and try to pull it open with their own weight.
He could pull it open and slide it over where he could get down in there and then come out leave it like that.
See, that's like those that when you go visit these little old parks, like we go to Coletta Creek and stuff like that. Man, they will raid everything. If you leave anything in the back of your truck, they're coming to get it because they know everybody is different. I mean, it's the crazy.
Hey, we were floundering down on Matagorda Island one time. We had camp set up. We went, in from Sergeant. We'd always go floundering down there at Brown Cedar Cut, and we had camp set up, and we floundered all night and iced all our fish down and all that, and everybody was taking a nap, and I heard all this crinkling going on. Remember the Coleman tables that you fold out with, that were metal, and you kept Coleman stove on it and all your stuff. Well, this little bitty coon had gotten into a loaf of bread and he ate in one end and ate completely out of the other end, and there was nothing but the crust left inside that bag. How about that?
He didn't want that crust.
I don't know how he could walk off. He ate a whole loaf of bread. It was a little bitty coon.
Good night.
I'm chasing him around with a flounder gig, and I finally threw the gig at him and missed him. He kept running.
Oh, heck, there you go. He was just waddling off. That's all it was.
Oh, he was
good night. I tell you what,
they can open up coolers. They're like little bears.
Oh, I guarantee you. That's why they call them bandits. Some of them little rascals, they can get into everything. And, I mean, it's something with a latch on it even. They can get in and out of it. Yeah, them sunguns are smarter than
they can open the refrigerator.
Yes, sir. I promise you they can do that. There ain't no doubt. You gotta really pay attention. But them
pesky little
them knuckleheads, I'll tell you what, they are. They're comedians, though. I mean, we used to, when I was young, we used to have one that we kind of kept as a pet. Now, this is back in the 60s, and we used to mess with it. We'd take and give it a cookie because they ain't got those saliva glands. They got to wash everything.
Right.
And so we'd give it a cookie and it'd go wash that cookie and it'd disappear. And that was just funny, just watching that rascal when he'd go wash that cookie. Because it'd pull it up, a cookie or a cracker, it didn't make no difference. Put it in that water.
Wash it in the water and dissolves.
It's gone. I mean, that was just funny as heck. But that's one of them things that just, you can't do that hardly anymore. And wild critters, they got too many laws against having them as pets anyway.
Oh, in Texas, it's against the law to have a coon as a pet because they carry rabies.
That's it. Coons, deer, you name it. Everybody thinks these little fawns, they'll find them dang little fawns sitting in a spot out in the pasture or something and think, oh, mama abandoned it. No, mama left it there for a reason.
No, she went to eat.
Yep, that's it. I mean, that's the thing. Fawns, they'll just be. That's why so many people cutting hay kill so many of them, because they will not move. When their mom says you stay right here, they stay right there. They won't move at all. I mean, that's the dangest thing. It's because I've seen it so much. I've even done it. Cutting grass or cutting hay or whatever. People go through them fields and them little fawns will be down there. And they just won't move. You can't make them move.
No, they hunker down in the high grass of weeds. And, they don't have scent for a long time after they're born. That way predators can't find them.
Right, right. But I'll tell you what, them dang no coyotes are horrible.
Hey, coyotes and hogs will find them.
Yeah, I guarantee you they will. I mean, that's the dangest thing.
The food chain, man. That's the way it works.
That is. There ain't no doubt about that.
Richard, I got to run already, man. If somebody wants to call you about coming up to Conroe, and good luck on your bass fishing today. If somebody wants to give you a call, give them some info how they can reach you, man.
All right, Mickey, anyone get in touch with me at 936-661-7920. You can find me on Facebook. Just check out the Fish Dudes Guide Service. You can email me at admin@fishdudetx.com or just check out the webpage, fishdudetx.com.
All right, buddy. Richard, have a good day. Good luck to you. Break a leg.
Yes, sir. Right, y'all have fun.
Later. Bye. All right. Now let's hop down to Matagorda and go check in with Captain Charlie Paradoski. Charlie P., good morning.
Good morning.
It is a good morning. We beat the Yankees last night. It's all.
Thank God, man. It was going to be my first question. I didn't.
Well,
get
it wasn't
to
looking
it
good. We're down 3-0, and I'm going, oh man, this. But we came back and won it.
Who pitched?
Oh man, the new lefty guy we've had this.
Yeah.
Not Anderson. I'm terrible. But
yeah, I know who you're talking
about. Too bad he gave up a couple of long balls, but that's just a basic hit for the Yankees. They've hit more home runs than anybody, but it sure is good to beat them.
That game the night before.
That's it. Alexander.
That game the night before, when he hit that grand slam, I went to bed. Oh, God, I hated that.
Man, that's talk of the town right now, all that Fromberg. Headgate stuff, man. That's a whole nother topic. A lot of people are unhappy with that guy.
Well, it is what it is. He's still good, but he's got a streak. Ain't no doubt about it.
Well, he hadn't been that good lately.
Yeah,
he lets the calls get in his head too bad, and then, well, anyway.
We got a lot of good competition out there, man. I mean, if we're going to have a chance, we better get to hitting. That's all I got to say.
Well, the bats came alive late in the game, so.
We got the capability. We just need a little.
Yankee pitcher, you know. Coach went out there and pulled him, and he got kicked out for mouthing off the umpire, and he looked at the umpire like, hey, I'm already leaving the game anyway. Who cares? And then... Then the Yankees coach got thrown out, and I said, this is good stuff. They're unraveling right here in the eighth inning. And then we like to give it back to them in the ninth. Man, Abreu,
really?
He gave up another long ball and three runs. But we had a four-run lead, so we won it by one run.
Well, thank God.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, fishing's good. You know, whenever we have some northerly wind, Mickey, it's just automatic.
Yeah.
Especially wade fishing. So I hate to hear that it's coming back out of the southwest, but this morning it looks like it's pretty calm.
Yeah, it's 6, 8, 10. They're calling for 10 to 20, but that's that variable they throw in there. You can't go by that.
I don't know. When it comes out, when we get some, I don't care whether it's northwest, north, northeast, those fish just come alive. It's nice and cool in the morning. You know, it feels like October, and they eat. But that bite is early, man. At 9 o'clock, it got a little tough after 9 o'clock.
Right.
You know, after that high tide peaked out. But it was good. We probably caught 40 or 50 trout yesterday, Wade.
That's good. That's good fishing.
Still, still having a problem finding a school of reds. We caught one 27-inch red yesterday, but
right,
they must be shallow, like you're talking about, really shallow.
Yeah, it's what I'm hearing from people I know that are fishing for them.
Because the guys that are,
you know, the slot ones, you know, the bigger ones are still deep. You know, all the bulls.
Yeah, our river's full of those, but. The guys who fish will cut mullet shallow every day. Now they're smiling. They've been crying all year long about where's their redfish, and they're getting them no problem now. So, and that's all they do.
Redfish are. They're here today and gone tomorrow. And then when you think we just don't have any redfish, and all of a sudden they're everywhere.
Yeah.
They just move so much, man.
Well, September and October is probably the best two redfish months there is. So,
yeah.
We'll see.
It's redfish season. Bull yes, red fishermen are licking their chops right now. They're getting ready for that surf run, buddy.
Yeah.
Because a lot of those reds are, they're hanging out there deep with all that bait, but they're going to pull in. And when they do, it's going to be a field day. All that
There's a lot of
peninsula
people.
Butch, man, they love that bull red fishing.
Yeah, they're hanging offshore now because we've got a lot of people over here tarpon fishing right now.
And they're seeing those big pods of bull reds, man.
They're
hitting, schools.
Yeah. They sure are. But anyway, we're going to fight the elements again today and tomorrow, and I got the weekend off, and watch some baseball and football back at the house.
Yeah. NFL cranks up tonight.
Yep.
With Cowboys. Eagles.
Yeah,
Thursday night.
I can tell you who's going to win that game already, but anyway.
Well, I won't upset any Cowboy fans. I'll just leave it at that. I'll be watching the Astros anyway.
Yeah.
Love beating the Yankees.
Yeah. We got them again tonight?
Yeah. And then we go to Texas. Texas lost yesterday, and so did the Mariners. Last time I saw the score on the Mariners game, it was 9-0. I don't know how that ended up. I know they lost, so. So we've got a four-game lead. We're hanging on by dear life.
Well, we got a tough schedule to
the
end.
They keep losing. I mean,
yeah, that's kind of weird, but
it is.
We'll take it. You know, we always got the chance where we can get hot as hell and take it all. You never know. I've seen crazier things happen. So whatever.
Yeah, if we'd have been winning all these games, we'd have a commanding lead. We'd pretty much be a shoe-in for our division, but we've had to keep it interesting.
Too many injuries. How come your Dan didn't play last night or before last?
He set him down. I don't know why. You know, they had a left-handed pitcher, but that don't bother him. But
he likes that.
He went 4-for-5 last night.
Oh, super.
What a hitter.
Yeah.
What a hitter.
Yes, he is.
Your daddy. I like him.
Me too.
He's my pick of the litter. I like him. I just like his smile and attitude, and boy, the presence he has at the plate. I wouldn't want to throw to him. Good Lord.
No. He's to be reckoned with, I can tell you that.
But I mean, that Yankee lineup, how would you like to throw to them? I mean, those are some bombers, buddy. I mean,
everybody on
the team's got 25, 30 home runs apiece.
I know. I was looking at that the other day.
Good Lord. Jesus. You know, you think you get by Judge. Well, hey, you're not even into the meat of it yet.
Yeah, even that Stanton, man, every time he comes to the plate, his eyes look like he's going to hit it out of the park every time he comes up. But.
Oh, man, he did. He laid one out of there last night. I think that ball went over the railroad track and is still flying somewhere, kind of like a
school
hole somewhere that time.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Who was that, Brad Lidge that threw that pitch?
I think so.
I don't remember. It was a bomb.
Yep.
Oh, well. All right, Charlie. Well, hey, if somebody wants to come over and hang out with you and fish Matagorda, how they get a hold of you, buddy?
Call me on my cell phone, 713-725-2401.
All right. Well, Charlie, have a good day. Good luck to you. Catch him up, man.
Take care, Mickey.
Later, bud. All right, that's Charlie P. down in Matagorda. Time for our top of the hour break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1,000,000%. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.